girls, we want a man that has this, 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 and this, right? But you're over here not even close to having this, 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 or this. You know, it's just like, hold on, pause. So you want that. You're praying for that. But you're over here in the streets. You're over here still being lazy, not taking care of what God has given you, not taking care of yourself. It just does not add up. And so we have to be self-aware as women and make sure that we are preparing our body, preparing our mind, our soul, our environment, our life. And number one, be so fulfilled with Jesus, be so fulfilled with God by himself, that no matter who comes around, it doesn't matter. As if it's not aligning with God's will, you're not even gonna, it is what it is. The beauty of living in God's will is that you can't miss what's for you. If you are truly submitted to God and you're truly making him first and seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, he's going to give you everything else that you need. So you can't miss out on your husband. You can't miss out on your career opportunity or this or that. It doesn't matter because you're in God's will, and the safest place you can be is God's will. But the second you start idolizing a man, start idolizing a career path or a status, whatever it may be, fill in the blank, is that that's dangerous territory, because now you're going to fall for anything. Now you're going to fall for the lies. And remember Genesis 3, the fall of man is Satan got into Eve's ear and said, hey, did God really say you can't have the fruit from that tree? Like, you could be just like God. And then Eve's like, you know what? That is pretty crazy that you told me that, huh? So my point is that you need to be so stable and firm in God's word and who God is and how he sees you, that no matter who or what comes around, if it's not aligning with God's word and will, just say no. Fear God above man, above society, above social media, and you can't go wrong. You literally won't miss out. You can't lose, because God is on your side. And greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. And no weapon forged against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you should condemn, in Jesus' mighty name.